This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Three demonstrators, including two ministers, were arrested in West Roxbury today for trying to interfere with construction of a natural gas pipeline. Protesters say the five-mile-long high-pressure pipeline being installed by Spectra Energy is unsafe and that the natural gas is not needed. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
A dozen demonstrators holding signs and chanting anti-pipeline slogans stood along Washington Street at the West Roxbury Dedham Line as Spectra Energy pipeline workers looked on. Nancy Wilson was one of the protesters.
We're taking it to the streets to show our direct and severe opposition to this project.
Pipeline opponents had rallied widespread support among area residents, Boston's mayor and city council, and state elected officials. But last month, a federal court ruled Spectra Energy could go ahead with construction and take land along the five-mile route by eminent domain. Today, three protesters crossed into the middle of Washington Street and stood in the way of the project. Police moved in. Chuck Collins of Dedham was one of those handcuffed, arrested, and led into a police wagon.
It's the last resort. We've tried everything to stop this pipeline from being built.
Step back, please.
Watch your head.
Also arrested and charged with disturbing the peace are Unitarian Universalist ministers Anne Bancroft and Martha Nybank. Pipeline activist Nancy Wilson says demonstrators believe the pipeline is unsafe and the natural gas is not needed.
We believe that it's bringing unnecessary frack gas into the city, and we particularly object to the location of this pipeline's metering and regulating station opposite a live blasting quarry that blasts at seismic levels on a regular basis. This is the worst possible placement for this kind of a station.
About once a week, a horn sounds a blast warning at the West Roxbury Crushed Stone Quarry as demolition experts set off a dynamite charge that lasts half a second. Supervisor Ed Sonia says the company has been operating safely more than 125 years, and he isn't worried.
The blasting is not going to interfere with the gas line. There's an existing gas pipe out there now that's been in the ground for 30 years. What's the difference?
The difference, say pipeline opponents, is that the existing gas distribution pipelines are low pressure, just 22 pounds per square inch. The new Spectra Energy pipeline coming into West Roxbury will be 750 pounds per square inch. Spectra spokeswoman Mary Lee Hanley says the pipeline carrying natural gas is needed and safe.
Spectra Energy's pipelines provide a major source of energy for the nation, and it's our obligation to safely and securely operate our facilities.
And as the police wagon with three arrested pipeline protesters drove off, opponent Paul Horn promised more demonstrations and acts of civil disobedience.
This will continue. This was the first wave.
90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.